good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Cudahy, this is the Matt McNeil Show, and I'm Robert Pilot sitting in for Matt McNeil, who's on vacation, and I think he's getting set up here to go to the fair. We're getting a little excited about it, too, because we're going to be out there, too. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake is going to be out there Saturday. And prior to that, and I'm here with Crystal, by the way. Crystal Moosey, I give a wave at the Facebook Live camera. That's good. And then also, Dave Hutch is in with us today, too, and we're going to be talking to Dave. Dave's running for Hennepin County Sheriff, and we're excited to have him here. And we're going to take your calls if you want to ask Dave Hutch what he's going to do different than the Indian fighter out there, Stanek. By all means, call in, and I'll be giving out the number real quick here. But we got some crazy news that just happened before we came on here, and I want to get pulled Brett out here and talk about this a little bit. But Michael Cohen is the lawyer for Trump, and he's pleading guilty to the charges, including campaign finance fraud, bank fraud, and tax evasion, and the Associated Press, and also along with that, the Star Tribune has reported, and it's on their site. So, the more things change, the more they stay the same. You know, we were talking a little bit about John Dean and earlier before the show, and how this is really a big parallel with the Nixon fall down, or the Nixon cave in, or the Nixon resignation, or prior to the impeachment. Pretty crazy stuff going on here.
Yeah, very crazy going on. And we were joking a couple weeks ago on Matt's show saying, and Al might actually be serious, when's Ivanka and maybe even Trump's son's going to turn on him? Because, I mean, the circle just keeps getting tighter and tighter around him. They keep getting closer and closer to Trump himself. And I think something big is going to go off eventually where there's going to be a big revelation.
Right. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen? Is he all of a sudden going to resign and we're going to end up with Pence, which would not be good because he seems like he's related to some sort of devil or something whenever I hear him talk, a distant relative of some sort. But I don't know if it would be good. But what would be good is if we turn blue and release his power even more, because he's just again, when we do, I'm the host of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm sitting in here for Matt, and thanks again, Matt, for having, I don't know if Matt made the decision that we stole the show and put different music on, but thanks anyways, Matt, and I know you're out there listening. We just need to change and become a blue state. That's the issue. We need to get the millennials off their butt. We need to hold people's hands that we know that are going to vote, and then kind of, if they're not as intelligent about what's going on with the politicians, I know we have Dave Hutch here, and I know Stenick's a well-known name. And so if you don't really know what's going on, you're going to vote for somebody that you know. And it's just, or you're going to see a big billboard or whatever, and you don't realize that, someone like him is, and two other sheriffs from Minnesota sent people up to Standing Rock, too. But right now we're focusing on this Indian fighter, and we're glad to have Dave Hutch here. We're going to talk to him in the second section. But this whole thing, Brett, it's like the mafia. It's like a poor man's mafia, the way this 45 runs the presidency.
I forgot the name, but someone on Twitter announced that I'm trying to get the name, but someone's coming out with a book that's saying there's pretty close ties that Trump has with actually the Russian mafia, and how they're basically calling him their puppet. So, that's certainly true as well.
But, as we all know, the Russian mafia is basically the Russian government. So they're the same people. We can use that cutesy term, but it's the government. And the government, Russia's always said, even back in Stalin's day, that they'll never have to drop a bomb on the United States to take them over. It'll be an inside job. And this is kind of
ring true.
It's kind of coming to fruition right now because of what's going on. It's amazing. I remember when the primaries were happening, and I was telling Wendy, my wife, I'm going, oh, don't worry, he'll, you know, what every, you know, he said that he could shoot a gun down or kill somebody in Manhattan and he'd still be elected. And basically, he's done everything but that. How can we, hopefully, people are awake.
I think people would end up saying, if he actually did, well, that wasn't actually him. The video footage that was edited, it was someone else. It was Hillary Clinton that actually shot them.
And then when did Giuliani lose his mind? Has he always lost his mind? He was saying on Meet the Press, the truth is the truth, but only, you know, he was making up, saying that the truth can not, it doesn't have to be the truth.
The truth isn't the truth, yeah.
Right. I'm just going, what times are we living in here?
You know what's scary is that Trump was seriously considering making him attorney general before he ended up putting Jeff Sessions in. Oh. And it's kind of a terrifying thought that saying, I'd rather have Jeff Sessions than anybody.
Oh, well, I don't know if he's lost his mind or if he's always been that way, because I know one of the things a lot of people liked him when he was mayor of New York, how he cleaned up Manhattan. But then the other side of that is, what did he do with all those displaced people? Now, you know, Manhattan's like an adult playground now, as opposed to what it was. It was pretty seedy in the 80s and 70s with you know, it was just pretty seedy, and now it's a play place. It always happens when Baltimore made their new baseball stadium 30 years ago. That was the rundown area of Baltimore, and they displaced a lot of people. Where are they going? You know, and that reminds me too. I want to give a shout out to all of Forgotten Natives. We're still thinking of you today. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, and we had a call in that asked a question. Do you have that, Brett? Do you want to run that?
Yeah, we can run that. Yeah, this is a question we just got, and we'll go ahead and play it because I think you will be able to answer it.
Hi, my name is Dan Moen. I'm asking for the upcoming Matt McNeil show. I know Robert Pilot is going to be hosting the show, and he is using the term Peeny Geegee. I'm assuming that's a Native American term. Could he please explain for us non-Native Americans what that phrase means?
Well, let me just say this, because I want to bring Crystal in on this too. Peeny Geegee in Ho-Chunk means thank you. We know, and it's just like, you know, different parts of the different nations had different languages, and I'm Ho-Chunk. And so what is your thank you?
So in Ojibwe, we'd say miigwech, mm-hmm. or chi-miigwech would be like a big thank you.
Oh, I never hear chi-miigwech. Mm-hmm. I only hear miigwech. So I got to keep my, but so that's what that means. And then, hey, Cudigee is just a greeting in Ho-Chunk, you know, hey, Cudigee, sister, hey, Cudigee, Dave, or hey, Cudigee, Choka, if you're out there, Curtis, hey, Cudigee.
Buju, Niji. Hello, my friend.
Yeah, that's cool. And then that's the whole kind of fun thing, too, is to always remind our allies out there that are listening is that there's many nations out there and many different languages. And
yes, in the U.S., there's 572 federally recognized tribes.
I thought there was 73.
573.
No, I'm just kidding. As you came out, I usually say 500, but you had the exact number. That's awesome.
Six more were just recently recognized.
Oh, wow.
And that's in the eastern part of the U.S.
What's the process of recognizing a tribe?
You have to have land.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have your culture intact, language intact, and community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge process to be recognized by the federal government. There are a lot of tribes that are recognized by state.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't even know what that number is.
On the negative side, there's a lot of tribes out there that aren't recognized.
That's what I mean. They're recognized by the state, but not even by the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I have a question on that. So is there actually a big discrepancy between who is recognized by the state versus who is by the federal government?
Well, we have sovereign nations. And what that basically means is we're considered a nation within the United States. Mm-hmm. So we have our own laws, our own legislation. We have our own judicial system,
I got you.
Police, and of course our boundaries and.
Right. Right. And I don't know if you remember, and this is kind of unfair to ask you this, Crystal, but do you remember kind of what happened up north with the local police department stopped taking calls on the reservation?
Oh, that's in Onamia, and that's with the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, and that's where I'm from.
Right.
And so there is a huge, it's a long-standing relationship, and it's not a positive one. There's a lot of... It's pretty negative. There's a lot of racism, and it has a lot to do with tourism and policing the boundaries of the tribe, and then it goes back to taxes and different things like that. And really, when you talk about Native Americans and taxes, we pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The only time you don't pay state taxes is if you live on a reservation and work for the reservation. So there'd be no reason for you to pay state taxes because it's not a state business that you're working for. But then again, we also pay federal taxes as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know out there for people to hear out there, because we always hear a lot of misinformation. Also, like, I got to go to college for free and things like that. And it's like, well, I'm still paying my college debt if anyone wants to help me.
GoFundMe?
Yeah, right. But there's a lot to talk about here. And I think we're gonna wrap this up, this portion up. You know, you're listening to the Mac McNeil Show, and I'm here, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio, sitting in. And we're here with Dave Hutch, who's running for Hennepin County Sheriff. We're also here with Crystal Moose, who's helping me out, and Brett, who's always there. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Charlie. My dad is Minnesota's wildly popular and handsome radio host, Matt McNeil. Did I say that right, Dad?
Perfect!
When I got my driver's license, my parents let me drive a Sienna from Rudy Luther Toyota. I love it. It's easy, comfortable, and hauls all my baseball gear. And my parents love the safety. That's why they wanted me in the Sienna.
Thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota, my son is safe as he begins his driving adventure. We're a two Sienna family thanks to Rudy Luther Toyota. Visit them today in Golden Valley at 169 and 394.
Minnesota has a lot going on this summer, and I don't want to miss a moment of it. However, my carpets remind me of the good times later. That's why I call Zero Res. I'm not willing to waste a beautiful summer weekend washing rugs, so don't worry, because the carpet cleaning heroes at Zero Res can help. So schedule your cleaning today by calling 952-ZERO-RES, or you can book online at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Don't forget to ask for the special AM 950 listener pricing. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show, your source for elder care and caregiver solutions, inviting you to listen to our live show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1. On my next show, I'll be talking with Anita Zembra-Jatt from the New Perspective Senior Living Campus in Eagan, Minnesota, about trends in assisted living options for our aging population. Please join us this Saturday from noon to 1 for the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show and learn more about us at MinnesotaHospice.com.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jasia from Nightingale at 26 Lindale. My wife and chef Carrie and I invite you to enjoy our local seasonal fare, along with thoughtfully chosen wine and beer lists, a refreshing cocktail selection, and continued dedication to outstanding service. Nightingale's freshly remodeled patio is perfect for dinner, happy hour, brunch, and late night fun. We offer our full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The HouseGeeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the HouseGeeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No, The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
McNeil Show. This is Robert Pilot playing some awesome music from Native Roots Radio. Thanks to Pini Gigi, Brett, and also Pini Gigi Dan for asking that question. That's great to have people listening. I know a lot of people listen to Matt, and every time we walked down the stairs of the studio, we saw that he was like the best Twin Cities readers, best personality, and
City Pages. Yeah,
City Pages
won that last year.
Yeah. So I go, how did you win that? And he said, well, you know, get a lot of the City Pages people drunk and tell them how great you are. And I went, oh, come on, you got a great show.
Wow, whatever works.
Yeah, right. Hey, so this is cool. We have Dave Hutch here, and Dave's been on Native Roots Radio a few times, and I know along some community members we've talked before Dave came up is that we needed to replace and get a coalition of people to replace the sheriff of Hennepin County. Absolutely. How can Bernie's country, basically, Bernie Land, have a Republican Indian fighter sheriff out there? And so Dave Hutch came up. Matter of fact, you work with you one of the people you know or work with someone I work with too.
Well, that's she's a
yeah. Welcome, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, hello. I think you're talking about she's a we'll just call her by her first name, Cheryl. She's a
yes.
Minneapolis police officer.
Yes.
And so her husband's friend works with you, Barry, right?
Right. Barry works with me, but also her husband works with me.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Jim, right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a small world. And it was almost like it was awesome. The better thing that could have been for us, but not Hennepin County, but for us, was if you were Native, because we were really praying about trying to get Stanek out there and get a good candidate. And so thank you for stepping in and stepping up. And
I'm not Native, but I'm a big supporter, and at media I became friends, and it's just a forgotten group of people that we really need to be involved in politics, but especially local public safety politics. So
right, underline the safety.
And I just want to add something. All of our water protectors out there, especially, you know, those in Hennepin County, this is your man.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in the office.
Thank you.
And I know, right on, Crystal. And I know there's a lot of talk, and we just got to keep pushing, and we got to hold people's hand, and you know, when they're going to go vote, and say, hey, man, you got to check this out because this person's X, Y, Z. And well, that's why we have Dave here, is to tell them why you're running and why you're the best candidate. We already know, but I want our progressive audience out there to know too. So have at it. And we have a call too. So whenever you get done.
Sure.
We're going to come to Laura.
Well, I think the first and foremost reason I'm running is everybody in Hennepin County needs to be treated equally. Be it a Native, Black, White, Somali, Latino. We just need to come up with a better plan to make sure nobody's forgotten in our public safety. The sheriff's office is, you know, people think they have a small role because of all the cities in the county, unless they have police departments for the most part. But it goes from everything from jail, courts, water patrol. I mean, we got to do a better job with getting people interested, to vote. But definitely it's about keeping people, our undocumented friends need a fair shake. We just can't be treating them subhuman just because their citizenship's a different country. We got to deal something with the opioid crisis we were just talking about off air.
Mm-hmm.
That affects a lot of people, a lot of Native people too. We just got to do a better job and you know, part of what they're doing now is just getting everybody Narcan and bringing them back from an overdose. But we got to come up with a solution to get them, you know, better off their addiction and off opioids. And we're coming up with a plan for that. And then, of course, I think the one thing that's very important to me is mental health and how we deal with people suffering from mental health crisis. I work for a company called Minnesota CIT, which is a company that goes around teaching how to get officers to go to situations and be the calm voice, talk people down. Just more training how to deal with people suffering from mental health crisis. And, you know, with those three things are my top kind of things. But it's all about, you know, and I talk about this quite a bit. It's public safety before politics. I'm here to be your sheriff. I'm not here to go out to D.C. and hang out with who's ever president. I'm here to keep Hennepin County people safe. It's not about left or right. It's about what's right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And as the job of sheriff, my number one responsibility is to keep people safe. And I'll do that from day one. And this isn't about me. It's about our sheriff's department. It's about electing somebody who cares about our people and not politics. And I think, you know, with your help, everybody's help, we can win. We won every precinct in the city for the primary. We lost every precinct in the suburbs. So we got to get our people out in the suburbs, get people engaged, get people to know who I am. And mm-hmm. I think if that, it's not going to be an easy victory, but we can win, and we will win with everybody's help.
Yeah, we definitely need everybody hands on ship to vote and to vote for you. We need, you know, if we, you know, the Hillary won by 2.9 million votes in the popular or almost 3 million, I think it was. Well, we needed her to win by 6 million in order, and we need you to win the area and the inner city area by a landslide. So hopefully. It's no doubt about it. So we're trying to get the word out here. Do you mind taking a call?
Absolutely.
So we have a call from Laura in Minneapolis, I believe. Laura, welcome.
Yeah, so I have two things. One is I wanted to point out that Mendota, Dakota, if you can get information, MendotaDakota.com, they're headquartered in Mendota Heights, and they've been struggling for recognition for a long time, and they do have a powwow on September 7th, 8th, and 9th. But my question for the sheriff candidate is, we don't know people in that rural part of Hennepin County. Name those areas, because then we can talk to our friends that might live in them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, like down north, Wright County. But what are those areas, those suburban areas that you need to reach people in? And how do we help you in that?
Oh,
very good question. She brought that up. Perfect. I think anything in Hennepin County, you know, even the close suburbs like Crystal, New Hope, Robbinsdale, but also out in the Maple Plain, Medina, Loretto, Rogers, all those places, they vote, and they vote in the primary, but they didn't vote for a progressive candidate. They voted for the incumbent because they know who he is. They don't know who I am. That's mm-hmm. what we're trying to get the message out. But a lot of those rural places don't have police departments. You got, you know, Hamel, all those places out there, and they need to be represented. I said before that, you know, if elected sheriff, I'm not going to just represent people from Minneapolis. It's everybody from every zip code. Everybody pays tax, and they deserve a good service. And I will provide that from, you know, the north side to Tonka Bay. I mean, I think that is kind of where we're at, and we just need to get more people aware of it out in those cities. And I think eventually they will be.
You know, there's a big in Hennepin County. There's a big Native American, probably the biggest in the. I think it's the biggest in the country. Of urban natives, we need to hear you say, as I've had you say on my show, what if there is a Line 3 or a Polymet action going on up there, you will not send Hennepin County sheriffs up there to beat up Indians.
I definitely will not send them up there to beat up Indians. And I think part of it is, you know, that's not a Hennepin County thing. You know, it's going to be in Minnesota. And if the sheriff's department up there, you know, has requests, there's plenty of places up there that can help them. You know, I'll send sheriff's deputies to things like, you know, Katrina and where they need to provide public safety to keep people alive. But we're not going to send people to work for companies of oil companies, et cetera. We're here to keep people safe and, mm-hmm. and secure. We're not here to be politics. And
right. And, you know, to not even to mention multimillion companies that aren't even from the United States. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
These foreign companies, you know, I'm going to give Brett, hey, Brett, hit the music here because we love hearing the music. We got 10 seconds here. We're with Dave Hutch, and this is the Matt McNeil Show, and we're going to have people call in at Dave Hutch, talk to Dave at 952-946-6205.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526. Or autotech.org.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with eatlocalminnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, eatlocalminnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. Join the Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe for seasonal dishes using locally sourced ingredients, Minnesota craft beers, and organic wines on the new outdoor patio. Their delicious vegetarian, vegan, and omnivorous menu options are sure to satisfy. Sustaining a healthy community, find Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe at 2601 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis and online at coopcreamery.coop. The Bad Waitress at 700 Central in Northeast Minneapolis is a bit more grown up than its sister on Nicolet. The Northeast location's finer diner vibe offers craft cocktails from a full bar and an innovative new dinner menu, still committed to supporting local purveyors and serving organic whenever possible. See the Northeast menu at thebadwaitress.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is Dan Brooks, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor with RBC Wealth Management. For the past 19 years, I've been managing wealth for individuals, institutions, and corporate retirement plan sponsors. Throughout my career, I have seen common traits in successful investors. They include the courage to be diversified, the willingness to work with a professional, the discipline to follow a plan, and patience. I welcome the opportunity to help contribute to your financial success. Call me at 612-371-2396.
Who's your most trusted companion? Who's with you 24/7? What do you never leave home without? Your phone. But the screen is shattered. Don't panic. Bring it to Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair. We have over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. We'll replace that screen and have it back same day. Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair in Roseville at Highway 36 in Fairview. Or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones. Same day. 7 days a week.
Welcome to the Matt McNeil Show. I'm your special guest host, Robert Pilot. You know, I always want to say, when I hear that music, it's like, welcome back to Native Roots.
You only have one more segment to do it. I'm impressed you haven't done it yet.
Oh, knock on wood, knock on wood. You know, it's funny too, Matt, or Brett, it was when I'm looking through you did a weather spot just prior to that, and I didn't see your lips move at all. It was amazing.
Oh, ventriloquist style, yes. Yeah,
exactly. It's beautiful editing and tape, and it's just like it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We're here with Brett and with Dave Hutch, who's running for Hennepin County Sheriff, and also with Crystal, in case I get tongue-tied, she's ready to jump in. And we know that happens, so we also know that I mispronounce people's names, so that's another thing that I was calling Dave Mike, and it was like, and then you made me feel better when you said that a lot of people do, and Mike Hatch, Dave Hutch.
A lot of people do, so you're not alone.
Politics, so I felt a little better, and ever since then I've been doing well with it.
Thank you very well.
Thank you very much. So we're going to take phone calls here at 952-946-6205. We're going to talk to Dave about, we have a call, it looks like right now, Paul from Egan wants to chime in and ask you a question. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm going to put Paul on hold right now just because I think his radio might be on. We're getting a little echo there. We'll see if we can get it back.
Right. I remember the old days of the Art Bell show. They would just he would be mean and just hang up on you.
We do have a comment.
Oh, let's hear that, Crystal. Thank you.
Okay, we have Rick Wren says, I understand that this is a progressive station. And I'm progressive almost across the board. But when it comes to Indian issues and tribes dealing with sovereignty, allies surprisingly come from both parties, and some progressive voices turn out to be against tribal self-direction, mm-hmm. Keith Ellison in particular. I want to hear that you can work with anyone as sheriff, especially as sheriff. It should be an unbiased position.
Absolutely. You know, I've talked about this quite a bit, and I mentioned that it's not about left or right, it's about right and wrong, and that's why the Sheriff's Department is nonpartisan, but sometimes just in that fact, you get, you know, the right and the left kind of mix, and, you know, Stanek's way far right, and, you know, I really consider myself a centrist. I don't care what your political beliefs are, just like I don't care about your religious beliefs or your sexual orientation or who you look like or where you're born. I'm here to keep people safe, and I keep coming back to that, but that's the sheriff's job. Is number one is to provide a public safety for everybody in the county. This is the most populated county in the state, so we're kind of a big brother, a big sister to other counties, and we need to be progressive. We need to be forward-thinking. Again, it doesn't mean if you're on the other side of the aisle, we're not going to agree. Like, I agree with public safety, and that's what I'm running. I'm not running to be a politician. I'm running to be a public servant and to keep people safe. So I'm going to be able to interact with both parties and, you know, other people that are in different parties, because that's, you know, my job, again, is to make sure people are safe and secure and can practice whatever their religion or political beliefs they want, and, you know, be do it safely, I guess.
Well, and that's why we like you. And that was a great question, by the way.
It
was a great question. So we have Paul, he's ready from Egan. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Dave, and I just appreciate your being on the show today. Curious about any kinds of things that you can say about gun safety and about working with people in a sensitive way that both promotes public order and at the same time respects human rights, civil rights of people who are people of color in the suburbs and in the inner city that could appeal to both parties.
Absolutely. Again, you know, as sheriff, you know, I'm going to go into this position without bias. Just because I have some personal beliefs on things doesn't mean I'm an opponent of people, because whether you're black, native, Somali, Latino, white, I'm going to treat you with respect. So incident that if you get booked into our jail in Hennepin County, we're not going to ask you your country of origin or this or that. You're there on a charge that we arrested you, or some city in our suburb, in our county arrested you. We're going to treat you with respect, but you're still there for a reason, and we'll treat you with respect, get you the process to see a judge, etc. But again, treatment of people of color, I think my 16-year career has proved I'm able to do that. I have, you know, no complaints against me for things like that. I supervise the most diverse crew in probably the state, with Latino, Somali, African-American officers, and then myself being from the LGBT community, it gives me an extra sense of awareness of other people and make sure I treat people the same. And I think that goes a long ways. If everybody treated the same, we're all going to get along. Like I said multiple times, that my shift is very, very diverse. We have people from every group, but we, you know, my shift does a great job. They make a ton of good arrests. They treat people with respect, and my shift has the lowest internal affairs complaint against them, because I give them a voice. Like, if they don't agree with something, they can come talk to me, and that's how we resolve that. And the gun safety issue is people that have convictions of violent crimes should not ever have the right to carry a gun, or if you're an abuser, you shouldn't have the right to carry a gun. A gun, are, you know, it's a Second Amendment right, and I totally support that right, but we have to make sure people are responsible. They're not buying guns, you know, legitimately, and if they're suffering from a mental health crisis, they need to kind of get rid of their gun for a while and make sure they're safe and not going to, you know, do mass shootings with them. But if we protect our rights and we have people who are criminals not have guns, we're going to have a lot less issues with guns.
Well, there's a couple things I want to ask you real quick, and we have another call that I'm going to take in a second. But I want to tell everybody here, we're with Dave Hutch, and he's running for Hennepin County Sheriff in Hennepin County, and he's also DFL endorsed, which we already want to talk about. And also, the question I have, or not more of a question, a statement: what is the what is the budget for Hennepin County Sheriff?
A lot of money, $100 million. And a lot of that is, you know, comprised with the employees' pay and, you know, benefits. But some of that, you know, a lot of equipment, So by the time, you know, it's all said and done, the sheriff has, you know, about 5 to 10% where they can do different things with. And I would definitely start a program with embedded mental health professionals in the sheriff's department. We need to do a better job of how we deal with people suffering from mental health crisis. And currently, there's no countywide program that actually embeds these mental health professionals in the sheriff's office. And I definitely want to do that within the jail, within the patrol division, so we can make sure that people suffering from health mental health crisis are taken care of and shown respect.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have a call that's from Steve from Minneapolis. Steve, go ahead. You're on the Matt McNeil Show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Here's the thing. This is something that's bothered me for a long time. I had a conversation with a young man that was a deputy of the Hennepin County, and he had recently gotten a job in the suburbs. And he said to me, the only regret I have about leaving Hennepin County is I never got to shoot an N-word. How would you deal with someone like that?
Well, there's no room for people like that in law enforcement. I've talked about that and a few other things, and part of that goes to, is that person capable of being a police officer or a deputy? And again, that's part of my campaign is how we're hiring people. We've got to hire people with a higher emotional IQ. Got to make sure they can relate to people of different ethnicities and different backgrounds and just make sure they're suited for the job. Being a police officer is a very, very stressful job. You get involved in these situations, use of force, shootings and stuff. It needs to be people who can handle themselves under pressure. And I have faults too, but one of my claim to fame is I've always, when I've trained officers, I've always said, okay, take a second, take a deep breath. You know, if you're not going to get hurt or killed, you just take a step back, think about it, think about totality of circumstances, and then start, you know, thinking of how you can manage your stress so nobody gets hurt, including you. But I think mental health and officers is overlooked too, where you deal with all these tragic events and you know, sometimes these programs aren't there. I would definitely start a program like we have now, which is a Twin Cities peer support network. And this network is a St. Paul officer could call me and say, hey, you know, Hutch, I'm having issues, and I didn't feel like talking to one of our guys or gals in St. Paul. So I've done that. You know, I do that probably 20 times a month where someone will call me, and then, you know, I'm not a mental health professional, so I can send them places that's, you know, a lot of officers are worried about them, you know, getting exposed for having, you know, a bad day, and they don't want their jobs being taken away because their red flag is having, you know, being mentally ill. But these officers, that, you know, we have a program where they can call, it's anonymous, and we got to make sure our people, keeping people safe, are mentally healthy, because it's a tough job, and I guarantee, you know, my 90-day plan, that's one of the top things, is I want to make sure the sheriff's department staff is healthy, and that's, go treat them properly, give them a good wage. Just making sure they have the ability to handle these stressful situations, and they need to be healthy, and we're going to make sure that they're healthy. And if they're not healthy, we're going to help them find a new career.
So, like, I have a quick question here. And again, thanks for everyone calling in. I think we're going to keep going on with this for another segment. We had a lot of really good calls. The number is 952-946-6205. My question to you is what we always ask people on Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake at 2 p.m. on Saturdays, is what would be the first thing that you do in office?
The first thing I would do is hold a community kind of forum of get everybody involved in the sheriff's department, because right now nobody knows what the sheriff's department does. If you live in the city or the first tier suburbs, you just don't know, because if you don't go to jail or go to court or, you know, hang out in Lake Minnetonka, you just don't see them. You see your police department. So I just want people, invite people for a forum of all races and backgrounds just to come in and figure out what we do, where their $100 million tax dollars goes to, and just makes them feel welcomed, and just get them interested in this profession that I love. You know, it's a family tradition. We got to do a better job of, you know, kind of turn the tides of we need support, but we got to show the community that we're able to do the job with respect, dignity, and transparency. And I think eventually that will come. And, you know, again, we got to support our officers and our deputies. They need to have the support from the community. And right now we don't, because we have kind of a black eye. And part of that is from some bad things have happened. And we are the police aren't without sin. We make mistakes and we try to minimize it, but we're human beings and we want to, 99% of cops are out there to serve and protect, mm-hmm. and they love people.
Exactly. And they go into the business for the right reason. And I know police have, and sheriffs and have issues in life too. Mm-hmm. We have a real quick breaking news here, Brett. Do you want, and we're going to have Dave on another segment. So what did we just come up here with?
Yeah, I just saw this on Twitter. Paul Manafort guilty on 8 counts, and there was a mistrial on 10 others. But he's going to be looking at some serious jail time, I'm thinking.
Wow. Well, Peeny Geegee for that update. This is the Matt. I almost said it. Almost said it. This is the Matt McNeil Show. And I'm Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio with our crew here, and we're along with Dave Hutch, who's running for Hennepin County Sheriff. Give us a call. We're going to have him for one more segment.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their 2 convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug from Hidden Edges Radio. When I'm not on the radio, I'm standing in front of audiences training about diversity and inclusion and on how to be welcoming to others who are different from us. More than ever, employers and organizations need professional diversity and inclusion training. I can offer that training through my company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I'd love to make your workplace or organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Good day to be indigenous.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, our weekly Native American talk radio show. Will discuss national and local Native American news and events. Local and national guests will help us keep current with Mother Earth, tribal, and Twin City issues. Native American issues are human issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Listen Saturdays at 2 p.m.
I am awake.
Welcome back to the Matt McNeil Show. I'm your guest host, Robert Pilot, from Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and it feels Crystal's here, who's my manager of Native Roots Radio, and also you manage a couple other groups, but I know we're going to be doing something this weekend pretty exciting.
Oh yeah, we're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair. Both Native Roots Radio and Native Pride Dancers will be there. And for our radio show, we'll just have a lot of different people come in and speak for a while. And
right.
Our shows, Native Pride Dancers, will be on 3 times on Saturday and Sunday, starting at 3:15 p.m., 4:30, and 5:45 each day.
I know we talked a little bit about yesterday, but how I know personally how exciting the crowd can get for your group or groups now. But we're going to be on before, which is exciting. We're going to be on before Native Dancers at 2 to 3, and then you guys are going to be on there, and it'll be exciting to see. And we have
I'm
a lot of
You know what? I think it's really cool because there's 1.4% of Minnesota's population is Native American. And so for us to have that stage at the state fair, and the state Minnesota State Fair is one of the largest fairs in the whole country. And
it's the second largest.
Yep.
And Texas is the first largest, but they're a month long.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's significant. And I know Wendy and I will be going there 6 or 7 times just because we like the fair and we like the fair. So it's exciting, and thanks to Crystal and Native Dancers to get us a little exposure out there, and we're going to have Hunter Hawes out there helping.
Ooh.
And yeah, so I know he's real popular with this station.
All right, Hunter.
Yeah, right on. So I'm here with Dave Hutch, and on our last segment, we still have a few more people calling, so that's exciting. Dave Hutch is running for Hennepin County Sheriff. He's also DFL endorsed, and he did very well in this last primary election, which was exciting. We got Rob from Minneapolis, and Rob, what you got to say?
Hey, Helen, thanks for having me. Hey, Dave, I was wondering, what do you think about the special deputy units in their program, and how would you change hiring process different than the current administration?
Well, the first part, I think the special deputies are a volunteer deputy organization, so it's like the police department sometimes call them explorer units or reserves. So special deputies, they aren't licensed police officers, but they are volunteers, so I think it's a very, very good program. It gets the community involved. And the current hiring process, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I think, you know, they do an interview and such, and I think what Rob was talking about is how I'm going to change it. I think if there's changes that need to be done, I would just make it a more fair process so everybody can have kind of an opportunity. So I don't, you know, I'm not going to base it off personal relationships like I've heard it happens now.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure who's ever qualified, who wants to come out and serve their community and volunteer. I mean, I think that's admirable. Anybody wants to volunteer, and especially now in public safety where the numbers are way down with people applying for jobs.
Yeah.
If we can get volunteers, we welcome everybody who is willing and able.
Well, it sounds like we have a person running for sheriff that's very accessible, and I think the last or the one that currently is in there isn't as accessible. And you know, to go to job fairs and reach out to the minority, minority community. So the sheriff department looks more like its clientele.
Well, we should mirror the community we serve. So I mean, you get 1.4% a Native. I mean, if it's in the county, we should represent that. You know, each group needs to have somebody at the table.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you had told, talked about this previously, about having like a Native American advisory council or some sort of group that can be a resource for you, but also be able to connect with your department.
Well, I think that's every group that's, a minority group in Hennepin County. We need to get everybody a voice at the table. And they just, Native, such a cool culture and something that a lot of people don't know much about, as Robert and I talked about on the phone earlier. So if we can get those people involved in the sheriff's office, and if there's an incident like we're, a bad incident that happens, this person could be our go-to person for the community spokesperson. And each group of people in the city needs to have that representation. Mm-hmm. So if something bad does happen, that we can be transparent, but we can also have someone that's trusted in that community to come and help us deal with the politics that comes from, bad shooting or use of force or something like that. So I definitely will have communities for everybody, no matter who you are.
So we have Dave Hutch here is running for Hennepin County Sheriff, and we have open lines now at 952-946-6205. We would really like the community to give a call and ask Dave whatever they would like to. I like the mellow vibe. I've always gotten that, and I know my wife Wendy, she's always like, oh, we really like Dave, and because we've seen you enough where we can't really be BS'd by you being or pretend who you presume to be. And so we see you as a genuine person.
Thank you.
Laid back. We'd love to have you, Sheriff. We'd vote for you if you lived in Hennepin County.
Yes.
You can always move.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, April's got a question. She wants to know where we can get Dave Hutch yard signs.
Oh wow. There we go.
Come yard on signs. By the studio.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what, yard signs, another shout out to Maya Olson. We've ordered hundreds of yard signs. They're all gone. We have 400 more coming in tomorrow.
Mm.
We started a new Facebook page for yard signs because it's literally too much for anybody to handle.
Mm.
So we have 3 volunteers doing that. Maya's kind of the captain of that, so it's Hutch for Sheriff Signs or something similar on Facebook, and Maya Olson is taking control of that, so visit that, we'll get you a sign, but just know it's going to be a little bit, because fortunately, a lot of interest in signs, and we're as fast as we can get them in, they're going out, so I appreciate that, and I love everybody for that, but just give us a few days and you'll...
And that's awesome, and I know it's exciting too because we've met Wendy and I have met Maya's mother, and our shirts are available there, by the way, at her store on Grand Avenue, and it's just it's a great small world of progressive people out there, like-minded people that are all out there. So we got time for a quick call here from Rick. Rick, go ahead. We only got about 30 seconds left. You're on the air, Rick.
Hey, Robert. I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing. And I'm sure you've already been talking about the gathering of nations around Lake Madawaska
on
September 22nd.
Hey, that's a good shout-out. Yeah.
And also, to let people know, it's organized by Twin Cities Nonviolent. And my church group is bringing Paul K. Chappelle into town. And if people could go check him out at his website, that's Paul K. Chappelle, that's C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L. He's a man of mixed nationalities and an Iraq veteran, and now he's teaching people about waging peace with peace literacy.
All right, Rick. Well, thanks for that shout-out. I want to thank Dave Hutch and all the callers that made this show happen.
Thank you.
I'd love to thank Crystal Moose for helping me, and Brett, as always. And we're going to be at the fair coming Saturday live before the Native Dancers. Native Roots Radio is going to be out there, and Crystal will be out there all day signing autographs, too. But we wish you the luck. Thank you for listening to the Matt McNeil Show, and thanks for Matt for letting us do his show.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
I am awake.